Let's talk about the M3, shall we? In George Osborne's update to the budget, the autumn statement, he's expected to announce fresh investment in schools and rail and road projects, including the M3 in Surrey. Our reporter Aurelia Allen's been to have a look at the M3 this morning and is now at a cafe in Bagshot, just off the motorway. Morning, Aurelia.
Good morning, Nick. Yes, hello. I'm at the Village Cafe, which is just off Junction 3 of the M3. Now, when I drove down from Guildford this morning, I joined the M3 at Junction 2, the junction with the M25, and travelled here southbound. Before 7 o'clock that was. Now, fairly busy going the way I was going, but I could only feel for the drivers on the other side of the carriageway heading up towards the M25. Absolutely solid, almost at a standstill in some places. And it's this section that we're talking about this morning. This is where the government says it's going to provide money to use the hard shoulder as an extra lane to increase capacity and reduce congestion, specifically on that stretch. Now, this has already happened elsewhere in the country, the M42 in the Midlands, for example, and is one of a number of infrastructure projects being announced across the country. Now, I'm in the Village Cafe in Bagshot with the owner, Glyn Carpenter. Fairly busy this morning, Glyn, but the number of customers you have often depends on how busy the M3 is.
Yes, it does. If there's just a slightest crash, slightest incident on the M3, then the cutback coming back through to Camberley is huge. The traffic gets backed up right through the village. If it's the other way, then it's the A322 going into Bracknell. And depending on what time of the day and what day of the week it is either good for business or it isn't good for business. But considering that we've got to have another 3,000 houses built in Surrey Heath, I think this is a really good move. We need to be able to use the hard shoulder. It would be wonderful.
So you do think that will make a difference?
Oh, absolutely, anything would make a difference. In actual fact, a further lane would be a better option. But the hard shoulder we'll say thank you to.
Well, the M25 has been widened and it's still incredibly busy.
Well, we filled to the capacity, and that'll be the same with the M3. If you have an extra lane, we'll fill it. So, I mean, that's because of the culture, is that we drive a car, not because of anything else. So we all drive cars.
You must hear a lot from customers who come in the morning absolutely frustrated.
So frustrated, but it's very good because they have more of my bacon butties. But they are very frustrated, yes.
Nick, I'm also with Richard Brooks, who runs the hairdressing salon next door. Now, Richard, your concern is the surrounding road, the A322, just off the M3.
Absolutely. The A322, every morning I have the misfortune to actually travel on at sometimes 7.30 and between 7.30 and 8.30. It is just absolutely chock-a-block every morning. So something needs to be done about the M3.
And is that connected with the M3 into London directly?
Absolutely. The traffic, as Glyn said, another 3,000 houses are proposed to be built in this area, so something has to be done about the M3. I mean, I just pity the poor people that travel on it northbound up towards London. It must be a nightmare. Every morning on traffic reports you hear it. One lane is blocked, there's a slight incident, which actually just then it ruins everything around here, the tailbacks, the cut-throughs, everything, the rat runs, it all just becomes so congested.
And the people who are going to be living in these new homes, one of the developments is planned for Deep Cut, for example. What evidence is there that they will be travelling into London?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, this is commuter area. Everybody lives around here. It's that little bit further away from London. And the infrastructure just cannot take it. Cannot.
So Richard Brooks from the Brooks Salon and Glyn Carpenter there from the Village Cafe. And we'll hear more details in George Osborne's announcement later this morning.
We will. Aurelia, thank you very much indeed.